Two of the young men who live in my house are preparing for ordination. And so they are practicing, they're learning how to celebrate the sacraments. So they're learning how to say the Mass and learning how to do a wedding. And currently, they're taking lessons on how to be good confessors. So the seminary professor has them practice with one another, with the different seminarians, go to confession to the other and see how they do. And so I asked the guys, I said, well, what do your classmates confess? And they said, mostly they confess sexual sins. And it struck me that that's usually when we think about temptations what we come up with. And yet when we look at the Bible, temptation is something very different. Look at the story today of the temptation of Jesus. He's tempted by the devil to satisfy himself. Why don't you make these stones into bread? You're hungry. He's tempted by the devil to take charge and run things. I have all this power and I'll give it to you. You can be the king. He's tempted by the devil to show off, become a star. He takes him to the top of the temple and says, you know, do your thing. So what's going on? That these are the temptations. I have to confess, in my 40-some-odd years, and some of the years really were odd, in the 40-some-odd years of hearing confessions, no one has ever said, you know, I wish to confess, Reverend Father, that I wanted to be a superstar. I think to understand the temptations of Jesus, you have to go back to the Garden of Eden. Do you remember the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve there being tempted? Remember? Do you remember what the devil said to tempt Adam and Eve? You will be like God. Right? Wasn't the apple. It was the temptation was to be like God, to run things, to be the one in charge. And when you look at the temptations of Jesus today, how did the devil introduce them? If you are the Son of God, shouldn't you be able to do this, that, and the other? The devil's temptations to Adam and Eve, to Jesus, are to be like God. And I suspect that's the temptation that we all face as well. It's not to commit this, that, or the other violation of a commandment. Now, the devil's strategy consistently has been to imagine ourselves as the ones who are at the center, who are running things, who are in control. Now, I suspect that all of you are going, well, I don't have that temptation. I have a hard enough time being myself, much less trying to be like God. But think about the ways, the behaviors that get us into trouble. Don't they happen when we put ourselves at the center instead of having God at the center? We get ourselves in trouble when we imagine that I have to have this person or have this comfort or have this satisfaction in my life in order to be happy, instead of trusting that what God wants for me will make me happy. We get ourselves in trouble when we figure that my idea about how things should go is really the best way things should go, and so everyone else should do what I say. We get ourselves in trouble when we figure people don't respect and reverence and honor and appreciate me as much as they should. Those are I think the temptations that the devil holds out for us, that's when the devil is busy. That's when the devil is active in our hearts and in our lives. And that's what we have to be aware of. Because, quite frankly, this is how we're introducing our season of Lent. This is the traditional gospel. Every first Sunday of Lent, we tell the story of Jesus' temptation. And it's our way of saying, well, what this season is all about is learning to focus on what God is doing instead of being obsessed about what we're doing. And so those traditional practices of Lent that we heard about on Ash Wednesday, the traditional practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, all have this as their aim or as their guide. The point of those practices is to help us to learn to put God at the center. And so when you think about fasting, you know, what we're doing when we're fasting is we're giving up, you know, this particular food or watching this TV show or giving up wine. It's in order to create an empty spot in our life where we find that I don't need to satisfy myself because God will satisfy me. And when we pray, what we're doing is we're putting ourselves in relationship with God and saying that my idea, my plan isn't necessarily the only way or even the best way things should go. That as a matter of fact, God's plan, God's way is much better. And so I need to pray to get in touch with that, to be connected to what God's will is for me. And when I give alms, when I give the alms of offering help to someone in need or the alms of my time, when I'll visit someone who's sick, or the alms of my talent when I tutor a student. When I'm doing those kinds of things, I am saying that there isn't anything out there that I don't have to have. What I have is enough because I'm blessed by God. So I give alms as a way of saying that God has given me more than I could ever be worthy of, because God has just blessed me. And so these practices then all have as their aim that we will learn to shift the focus off of ourselves and put the focus on God. We will have a successful Lent if at the end, if at Easter Sunday, we can say, it's not about me, it's about what God is doing in me. So, how is the devil going to tempt us this Lent? Well, I'm sure the devil will tempt us to do all the good things the bad boys do, but that's not the real temptation. The real temptation happens when we think it's all about number one. We think it's all about me. And so we have to be aware of that temptation to tell my spouse that this is really the way things should go, instead of being willing to enter into a genuine, heartfelt communication. We have the temptation of vegging out in front of the TV or the computer instead of getting out of our chair and reaching out a hand to someone who is in need. These are the kinds of things that I think that keep the focus on us instead of focusing on God. And so today I think we all have to say in our prayer, get thee behind me, Satan, when you're tempting me to satisfy myself. Get thee behind me, Satan, when I am tempted to think it's my way or the highway. Get thee behind me, Satan, when I forget that God is in all things and through all things. Get thee behind me, Satan, when I want to be anything other than just who God made me to be. Amen.